Welcome back to the Global Tehillim and Physic Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause to our day, as an opportunity to convene together from around the world, to daven, to pray, for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program, for making it a part of your day on Yom Revi'i, the second day of the month of Iyar, 17th day of the Omer. Today is Yom HaZikaron, Remembrance Day, Israel's National Memorial Day for all fallen soldiers and victims of terror. Today is day 572, that so many of our dear brothers and sisters continue to be held hostage. We pray for their swift return home to their families. We thank our generous sponsor for the entirety of this week, anonymously sponsoring the program. Thank you so much. If you did not receive an email today regarding the program, I did not receive it either, so we will look into that. It could be that some of you might have, but we will ensure that for tomorrow's program that the email is up, so we'll check into that. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Tzvi Engel of Congregation Or Torah in Skokie, Illinois, to share words of Divrei Chizuk. Will be followed by Rabbi Engel slowly reciting the following five chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf, Chaf Aleph, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Mem Beis. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. Tehillim will be followed by Achenu, recited both in Hebrew as well as in English. And then Rabbi Engel will lead us in the recitation of the Mishaberach for our dear Chayalim, the Mishaberach for the hostages, for the Shuim, and finally concluding with the Mishaberach L'Cholem, where he will pause to give each of us the opportunity to insert the names of all those whom we are davening, who we are praying for. Sign up for the daily Tehillim call reminder email. Subscribe anytime at ou.org/Tehillim call. Again, the link, as always, is ou.org/Tehillim call. As we've been sharing here daily, we are in the final stretch, just a few days left, to participate in the World Zionist Congress elections. The race is very tight, so please, if you have yet to do so, you can subscribe to the daily emails, ou.org/Tehillim call, to vote for Slate 5, the coalition of many of the organizations that we are all connected with, the Orthodox Union, Yeshiva University, the Rabbinical Council of America, the National Council of Young Israel, Amit, Turo University, and many, many more, and of course, World Mizrahi. Please, if you have yet to do so, ou.org/Tehillim call, and there is a link there to vote for the Orthodox Israel Coalition, Slate 5. Please share it with family and friends. Every vote matters. Finally, just want to direct all of our tefillot, all of our prayers today to the ongoing raging fire, going across Eretz Yisrael in the Yerushalayim, Beit Shemesh area, which is still very, very much a crisis at the moment. But please, our learning today should be dedicated towards that, amongst others, and that Hashem should please should bring the rain, and that all of the fires should be put out. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Engel.
Thank you very much, Rabbi Herman, and welcome to one and all. Indeed, we are gravely concerned about the unfolding situation in Medinat Yisrael, generally and specifically at this exact moment with the raging fires around Yerushalayim, Ir HaKodesh. Today is an opportunity for us to think a little bit about one of the main elements of what characterizes this period of time. One of the early great Zionist leaders, Harav Moshe Avigdor Amiel, was one of the first members of the Mizrahi, a Talmud of both Reb Chaim Ozer Grudzinski and Reb Chaim Soloveitchik, Zichronam Tzadikim Livracha, has in his Drashot Elami that the holiday of Pesach is not just Zman Chirutenu, but it's also Zman Shiratenu. It's a time of song, not just of freedom, but particularly of different kinds of songs. Consider that as it worked out this year, we even had three of those songs on the same day toward the end of Pesach. After all the songs we sang at the Seder, after all of the different nigunim that we remember from years past, We came to Shul and we heard on the same day the Shirat Hayam, the Song of the Sea, the Shirat David, the Song of King David, and the Shir HaShirim, the Song of Songs by King Shlomo. Writes Rav Amiel, this song that we have called Shir HaShirim is a song about love, relationship that is enduring. And it's not accidental, he notes, that when Chazal have a debate about whether or not Shir HaShirim belongs in the canon of the Bible, whether it belongs among the Sifrei Kodesh, Rabbi Akiva, who says that this song, Shir HaShirim, is Kodesh Kodashim, the Holy of Holies. Who but Rabbi Akiva, notes Rav Amiel, an individual who was always so hopeful, who always saw the silver lining, even in the darkest cloud, who lived, sadly, such a tragic life. Now, Sfirat HaOmer, a period which has been characterized by grief. And that grief was begun with the loss of 12,000 pairs of students of Rabbi Akiva. So tells us the Gemara. 24,000 students left the world between Pesach and Shavuot. Later on in Jewish history, other tragedies would pervade this period of time. And we think about that tragic dimension between Pesach and Shavuot, between Zman Chirutenu and Zman Matan Torahtenu. And then we come to this day. We come to this day, Yom HaZikaron, about all of the Chayalim, wives, for Hakamat Medinat Yisrael, about all those who have been killed in terror attacks throughout the history of the modern state and the time period of Medinat Yisrael. And of course, we're thinking about the last 572 days. We're thinking about the reality of the thousands and tens of thousands of people who have been impacted, the bereaved families, the injured Chayalim. We'll daven in a few minutes for the 59 who remain in captivity, Bashevi, for whom it was not yet Zman Cheruteinu, a season of freedom that they could personally experience. And we think a little bit about the reality that in the times of Rabbi Akiva, 24,000 students, Gemara says, because of some kind of mysterious illness called an asachra. There are those who believe that this mysterious illness was actually they died in battle. Bar Kokhba revolt, of which Rabbi Akiva and so many others had pinned their hopes, would wrest the Holy Land away from those Roman conquerors to be. And when that rebellion was crushed, Torah came along with it, swept up in the firestorm created by the Romans. And in those persecutions that ensued, Rabbi Akiva and the others known sometimes as Saruge Malchut, the 10 martyrs, were also murdered by our enemies. The present moment. Think a little bit about what it means. I was in Eretz Yisrael last a few months ago. I sat with the IDF Widows and Orphans Organization. They described that there were 39 pregnant widows, and part of an organization within the IDF Widows and Orphans Organization called Litzideich. Babies born who never got to know their fathers, who left the world on the battlefield. Notes. And its cities, her birth pangs. The young maiden who is clad in sackcloth upon the husband of her youth. Those words from the end of the keynote ring true. We think about them on this day of Yom HaZikaron. But we also ought to think about the reality of other elements of Zimrat Haaretz, of songs that we know that have become anthems practically because of the reality of when and where they were written. The most famous one transpired on the train to Treblinka. It was the song sung by a chazan named Azriel Festig. The song we all know the words to is the Ani Mamin. It actually has the cadences that sound like a train. Ani Mamin, Ani Mamin. Everyone knows this song. It was smuggled out by the two Hasidim who jumped off that train, who survived. One of them survived, made it to the Mother to Rebbe just after the war, and that's how they popularized the song. That's how it became published. We have our own new series of songs for our Zman Shiratenu that have emerged from the battlefield, quite literally, of the last 572 days. Many of us are familiar with the fact that, as we will read shortly in the Tehillim Chav Gimel, chapter 23 in Tehillim, Gam ki elich begeis hamavet, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil, for you are with me. A tune that was written by Yossi Hershkowitz, Hashem Yikom Damo, on the way walking into Gaza, standing next to his friend Golan Vach, in the dead of night, on guard duty. He taught it to his friend Golan Vach. Golan, who has since published the song, has told many communities, mine included here in Skokie, that as he walked away from his friend Yossi in the darkness, he was thinking how poetic, how strange it would be if that's the last time I ever see him. And sad to say, but Yossi Hershkowitz passed away. The very next day, he was killed in battle, and the tune made it out. You can find it online. There is a song that was written to Min HaMeitzar Karati Ka. This song was written by Ephraim Yachman and a friend of his while they were in Zin HaMer, driving into Gaza, to the words Min HaMeitzar Karati Ka, Ananiv HaMerchav Ka. These students in Yeshivat Hezder in Yerucham, many of whom sadly passed away. Doers. All of the different lochamim who were part of that unit, some of whom passed away, and others from that yeshiva who have passed away. But that tune, a new tune to Min HaMeitzar, was written in Zin HaMer, the APC, armor personnel carrier, on the way into Gaza. And very recently released, Ziv Chen, from Kibbutz, on the way into the war, into the battle, in Kibbutz Ein HaShlosha, wrote a new tune to the words Ki Tzbinini B'Sukkot, the words from chapter 27 of Tehillim, ending with the words Ashira V'Adamra LaHashem. These are words that should strengthen us to recognize, I will sing and I will make music to God. Who sings this? Chayalim, B'nai Torah, and others who are going into battle and who are writing new music, the Zimra Ha'aretz, the song of the land, adding to our Zman Shiratenu. One last image. Omer Venkert, after spending 505 days in captivity, together with Elia Cohen and Omer Shemtov, said that when they were in the shaft leading out on the day of their release, they started to hear the outside world. They were standing there at the bottom of the last shaft they had to climb up. Eyes were covered, hands with each other. He says, well, we were covered. I didn't see who it was, but one of either Omer or Elia started singing the words, Shilam Ma'alot Esayinei Leharim, a very well-known tune. Said, we found ourselves, and actually the three of us, singing the Shir LaMa'alot loudly from the heart. When we come to this day of Yom HaZikaron, we see all of the names, and we know that each of them had a song, and we know that each of their songs were connected of Klal Yisrael to the song of Klal Yisrael, of Az Yashir Moshe Uvnei Yisrael. Chazal teach us from those words, the song at the sea, that not only is it a song past, but a song future. A belief in the Tchiyat HaMeitim, the resurrection of the dead, is indeed, according to Chazal, found in those very words, the beginning of that song. Let's connect our song that we're taking now from Sefer Tehillim and our Tefillah, and our song that we will have, hopefully, over the period of thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Shavach, the Halel V'Hoda'a, on the day of Yom HaKamat HaMedina, Yom Chag HaAtzma'ut. We're thanking the Ribono Shel Olam for this great bracha that is Medinat Yisrael. If we think about this, then we can join our song to their songs and make it part of the grand song of Jewish history. This, indeed, is Zman Shiratenu. Let us be worthy of that song. Please join me now as we recite some of the words we know so well from Tehillim. As in the past, I will read from each of the Tehillim line by line. I ask you to kindly follow along. We'll start with Tehillim chapter 20. The words from David Malka Meshicha, from his songs, the Shirei David. We begin with Tehillim Chaf. Lam Natseach Mizmor LeDavid, Adonai B'Yom Sarah, Yisagev Hashem, Elohei Yaakov. Yisagev Mikodesh, Umitzion Yisodeka. Kor kol minchotecha, V'olaticha yedash nesela. Yitein lecha chilavavecha, V'chol atzaticha yemalei. Nirana nabi shuatecha, U'v'shem Eloheinu nidgol. Yemalei Adonai kol mishalotecha. Ata yadati, ki hoshia Adonai meshicho, ya'aneu mishmei kodsho, bigvurot yesha yemino. Eilev arechev, ve'eilev asusim, v'anachnu v'shem Adonai Eloheinu nazkir. Heima kar'u v'nafalu, v'anachnu kamnu v'anit odad. Adonai hoshia, ha'melech ya'aneinu v'yom koreinu. Psalm 23. Mizmor leDavid. Adonai ro'i lo echzar. Deshe yarvi seini amei menuchot yinaleini. Yeshovev. Anecheini v'magli tzedek l'man shemo. Yeleich begeitz al mavet lo ira ra. Yata imadi. Yechau mishantecha heima yinachamuni. Taroch lefanai shulchan, neged tzorerai, dishanta v'ashemen, roshi kosi revaya. Tov v'chesed, idufuni ko yemei chayai, v'shavti beveit Adonai leorech. On Kuf Chaf Aleph, Psalm 121. V'malot, esayenai el heharim, me'ayin yavo ezri. Rimeim Adonai, Osei Shamayim Va'aretz, Al Yitein Lamot Raglecha, Al Yanum Shomrecha, Eilo Yanum V'lo Yishan, Shomer Yisrael, Adonai Shomrecha, Adonai Silecha, Yad Yeminecha, Mam HaShemesh Lo Yakeka, V'yareach Balayla, Yishmorcha Mikora, Yishmor Et Nafshecha, Yishmor etzeitecha vo'echa me'ata v'yad olam. Elim Kuf Lamed, 130. Amalot, amakim kraticha Adonai, nai shim'a v'koli, yena oznecha kashuvot, kol tachanunai. Bonod tishmor ya, Adonai mi'amod. Imcha slicha, leman tivarei. Si Adonai kiveta napsi, v'li dvaro hochalti. Si Adonai mishomerim laboker, shomerim laboker. El Yisrael el Adonai, kim Adonai hachesed v'arbeim bofedut. Kivdet Yisrael mikol avonotav. Kuf Membet, 42. Il leDavid, Yotova me'ara tefila. El Adonai ezak, Koli el Adonai et chanan. Och lefanav sichi, Tarati lefanav agid. V'hita teif alai ruchi, Ve'ata yadata netivati, Ve'orach zu alech tamnu fachli. Beit yamin ure'e, ve'ein li makir. Avad manos mimeni ein doresh l'nafshi. Akti eilecha Adonai. Amarti atamachti chelki be'eret b'chayim. Shiva el rinati ki daloti me'od. Hatzileni me'rodefai ki ametsu mimeni. Ya mimasger nafshi l'hodot et shemecha. Biyach tiru tzadikim ki tigmol alai. Like the prayer together, Achenu. Achenu kol Beit Yisrael, hanetunim betzara uveshivya, bein bayam uvein bayabasha, kom yirachem aleihem, yotziyem mitzara lirvacha, umeafela leora, umishiabud ligula, hashta ba'agalav isman kariv, v'nomar amen. The Berach L'Chayalei Tzal, the prayer for Israel's defense forces. Berach Avotenu Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, Hu Yivarech Et Chayalei Tzva Hagana L'Yisrael, V'Anshei Kochot HaBitachon, Ha'omdim Al Mishmar Arteinu Ve'arei Eloheinu, Migvul HaLevanon V'Ad Midbar Mitzrayim, U'Menayam HaGadol Ad Levo HaRava V'Chol Makom She'em, V'Yabasha Ba'avir U'Vayam. Ein Adonai Et Oyveinu HaKamim Aleinu Nigafim Lifneihem, Kadosh Baruch Hu Yishmor, V'Yatzil Et Chayaleinu Mikol Tzara V'Tzuka, U'Mikol Nega U'Machala, V'Yishlach Beracha V'Hatzlacha V'Chol Ma'atze Yedeihem, Yadber Son'enu Tachteim V'Yatrein B'Chete Yeshua U'V'Ateret Nitzachon, Yam Bahem HaKatuv, Ki Adonai Eloheichem Ha'olech Imachem V'Ilachem Lachem Im Oyveichem Lohoshia Etchem V'Nomar Amen. Food with the Mishaberach L'Shvuyim, those being held in captivity. Mishaberach Avotenu Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov Yosef Moshe V'Aaron David U'Shlomo U'Yivarech V'Yishmor V'Yinsor Et Nedarei Tzag and Al Yisrael U'Shuyav V'Et Kol Achenu Hanetunim B'Tzaro V'Shivya B'Avur Chekol HaKahal HaKadosh HaZemitpalel B'Avuram Kadosh Baruch Hu Yimalei rachamim aleihem, v'yotziyem mechoshech v'tzal mavet, u'mosroteihem yinatek, u'mimitzukoteihem yoshiyem, v'yishiveim meher lechek nishpechoteihem. V'adunai chasdov nifleotav lifnei adam, v'yikuyam bahem ikra shekatuv, uftuyei adunai yeshuvun, uvau tzion berina v'simchat olam al roshan, sason v'simcha, yasigu v'nasu yagon v'anacha, V'nomar Amen. As is our venerable tradition, we join the national story and the personal story, meaning most of the tefillot we just recited now were specifically for those who are the shlichim of Klal Yisrael, whether their shlichut is to be on battlefields or whether their shlichim is lo aleinu to be shvuyim, ways that we cannot even comprehend the suffering that they are enduring. We connect that to the songs of David Malka Mashiach, and therefore we recite now Mishberach L'cholim, and we're careful to say that the people who we're davening for here are betoch she'ar cholei Yisrael. We're joining ourselves, our individual loved ones, to the loved ones of all of Klal Yisrael, and thereby we appeal in conclusion to the Ribbono Shel Olam for refuah shlema for all of cholei Yisrael. Please join me now as we recite the Mishberach L'cholim. I will pause so you can insert the name of various cholim that you may have on your list or that you have in your heart, and then we'll conclude the broadcast this afternoon. Mishaberach Avotenu Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov Moshe V'Aaron David U'Shlomo Yivarech Et HaCholim. Kadosh Baruch Hu Yimalei Rachamim Aleihem Lehachalimam Ulrapotam Ulechazkam Ulechayotam Lach Lahem Mehira Rufua Shalema Min Hashamayim Lechol Evareihem Ulechol Gideihem Betoch Se'ar Chole Yisrael Rufuat HaNefesh Ulrufuat HaGuf Hashta Ba'agala Vizman Kariv Vinomar.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Engel. Really, really very powerful. We appreciate you being with us and being on the program. We look forward to having you back, as Rosh Hashem, please God, in the near future. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program tomorrow, Yom HaTzmaut, on Thursday at 1 p.m. Eastern, as each day we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. Don't despair. Remember that the best is yet to come. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing the chama, comfort, chizik, strength, and hope to all of Am Yisrael around the world, and wishing everyone a wonderful day.